So far, the hardest hit area appears to be Platteville, where the National Weather Service believes a low-end tornado with winds of 120 miles per hour caused damage on campus. Near Madison, in Verona, 19 homes are unlivable because of the storm and more than 150 homes damaged across Dane County. Brian Toner lives in Verona, where damaged trees are being cut up and hauled away. Toner, his wife, and three kids huddled in their basement after losing power around midnight.
You hear that the train sound that everyone always talks about and that you never want to hear. The house literally felt like it was lifting off its foundation.
Neighbor Shane Cates found his outdoor patio furniture inside his house. The furniture was picked up by the storm and propelled through his daughter's bedroom wall.
We were heading down the basement, and that's when I heard the thud. And so we kind of hunkered down there for probably only 15 minutes. And then you could tell it was gone.
Verona Police Chief Bernie Coughlin says there were no gas leaks or electrical problems, but people can't return to their damaged homes yet.
We do ask that those people that have been put out of their homes, the 19, continue to be patient with us, and we'll work with them to try to get them back into their homes as soon as possible, but yet make sure we do so in a safe manner.
The Storm Forecast Center says Wisconsin is at risk for more severe weather this evening and into the morning. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.